Bav Besser, Chapter 1, Mishnah 3, Makif Eschavera, Mishle Shuchosav. The person surrounds his fellow on three sides. So what does that mean? It means if A bought three fields on three sides of B's field. So it'll come out B's got his field in the middle, and then A's got three fields around B's field. The Gadar Esarishona, the Esashnia, the Esashlishis. And what does he do? He fences his three fields. And by fencing his three fields, A, it'll come out that he's fenced off three of the sides of B's field. So B, because B's field will now have a fence effectively on each of its three sides. When he says the Mishnah, Ein Mechayvim Oisa, we do not obligate him to, we do not obligate him. What does it mean we do not obligate him? B is not obligated to participate in the cost of the fencing. And why not? Because this case of he has in a valley, and as we said before, valley is generally considered to be an area where fences are not erected, and since it was only fenced off on three sides, because we're going to see just now what happens if he fences off the fourth side, but since it's only fenced off on three sides, so B is not compelled to share in the costs of the fencing. And it was A's decision, and A did it, and therefore A has to bear the cost of that fencing. Rabbi Yosi Omar im Amad v'Gadar es Harvis. If he then fenced off the fourth side, Malgalglin alav es Hakol, we involve him in all. In other words, once the fourth side is fenced off, and even if B himself fenced off the fourth side, then what we would do is we would make B contribute half the cost of the fence that was erected earlier. And the reason is because of this action, he showed that he wanted the fences there. And a field fenced off on four sides is quite an important thing, because a field fenced off on four sides prevents the entry of animals into B's field. So all the while it was only fenced off on three sides, that doesn't prevent the entry of the animals. But the minute B fenced it off on the fourth side, he shows that, first of all, it's now fenced off and animals can't get in, but he shows that he actually wanted the fence on the other three sides. So says Rabbi Yossi, in that case over there, he would be obligated to pay half the costs of the fence for the other three sites. Now, what's interesting is brings the card to different interpretations of this Mishnah, but he brings up here that even according to the Tanakama, if B, the first opinion, even according to the first opinion, if B fenced off the fourth side, he would have to pay. But the difference is that according to the Tanakama, the first opinion, B would only be required to pay half the cost of a reed fence, not the whole fence, whereas according to Rabbi Yossi, he would have to pay half the actual cost of the fence put up by A, whatever that fence was. So obviously if it was a much sturdier, more expensive fence, then B would be liable for more. And then brings the Kati right at the end over there, says the loch is in accordance with Rabbi Yossi. So it comes out that he would have to pay for half of the real cost of the fencing, not just half of the cost of a reed fence.